From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hundreds of millions of dollars in economic aid for Ethiopia and Kenya. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump announced today it will provide an additional $169 million in humanitarian aid to the drought-stricken African countries of Ethiopia and Kenya. The U.S. Agency for International Development said the funds, over $136 million for Ethiopia and almost $33 million for Kenya, would be used for emergency food aid, nutrition supplies, and health services. USAID said nearly 8 million Ethiopians are in need of urgent humanitarian aid. Without it, the agency said, food insecurity could reach catastrophic levels. In Kenya, USAID said some 2.6 million people are acutely food insecure. The latest round of humanitarian aid increases to $458 million, the amount of assistance the U.S. has provided to Ethiopia and Kenya this fiscal year. President Donald Trump signed into law a measure sanctioning Russia. And Moscow doesn't like it. The sanctions measure, which passed overwhelmingly in the U.S. Congress, reprimands Russia for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Now, the meddling is a charge Russia has denied, but U.S. intelligence agencies all say they did it. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of?
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties. This is VOA News. A South African man held by al-Qaeda in Mali since 2011 has been freed, the South African government said today. Stephen McGowan was the last of three foreign nationals abducted in Timbuktu in November of 2011 to be freed. The governments of Mali and South Africa worked together along with an NGO, Gift of Givers, to negotiate his release, but South African International Relations Minister told a media briefing in Pretoria that no ransom was paid. Russia's defense ministry announced Thursday the start of a new local ceasefire in Syria that covers an area north of the city of Homs. Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said the truce was going into effect at noon local time and would include an area that has more than 147,000 people. He said the details of the ceasefire were discussed last week at a meeting in Cairo. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital of Juba and the Ugandan border. At least 14 people were killed in a similar attack in June, claimed by a rebel group. A tragic coda in what had been a heartwarming story about a group of girls from Afghanistan who'd been initially denied entry into the United States due to the recent travel ban that would have prevented this team of young ladies from competing in the International Robot Olympics for high school students here in Washington, D.C. The girls, due to President Trump's personal intervention, would eventually compete and win a silver medal and were celebrated throughout the U.S. as a symbol of inspiration for Afghanistan. One of the young ladies was 14-year-old Fatima Kadirian. Her father was killed in a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in the city of Herat. Muhammad Asif Kadirian was wounded in the attack and later died. The attack was carried out by Islamic State. Brazil's President Michel Temer survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that would have launched a Supreme Court trial, leading to his ouster over bribery charges. Peter Hakim, senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue.
His victory is being able to push back against the country's attorney general and avoiding his case going to court. He is in a slightly better position than he was last week, but not very much more. His overall approval rating in poll after poll is below 10%.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.